Prime Time Replay from Money FM 89.3. Focus, hosted by Howie Lim and Bernard Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
Kind of looks like we might be able to take a wee bit of a breather today, Bernard. Dylan Tan is from the Business Times. He joins us today. He's also editor of the SME magazine.
Well, Dylan, they're kind of working you really hard, aren't they? So for the uninitiated, tell us a little bit more about the magazine that you are now named as the editor for. This is SME, right?
Yes, the magazine is called the SME magazine. Probably one of the longest running publications of the Business Times. It comes out the first Wednesday of every other month. So the July-August issue just came out, two days ago?
Mm-hmm.
It's a glossy magazine, mm-hmm. So nice, colourful pictures in there. Mm-hmm. And we also try and feature, you know, personalities that are just as colourful as well.
Mm-hmm. How do you pick, though, who to interview?
We try to do a mix of business people. There are a mix of young and old. But basically, these guys are movers and shakers of the industry.
Mm-hmm.
They all have got very, very interesting stories to tell, whether it's a business that they've started themselves or a family business that they've taken over. And they're kind of like digitizing it and bringing it through a sort of transformation.
And startups as well, right?
And startups as well.
Okay.
That's a very, very interesting scene there.
And you have a guest for us today right here on our show from the SME sector. Thanks for doing the work for us, Dylan.
Well, thanks to Ewan So from Instantly SG. He's a personality that we have featured on another project that I work on. I work on SGSME, which is a business news portal run by the Business Times. We featured Ewan recently because he has a business that is quite interesting. He has a photo booth business. Basically, it's something that a lot of young people are interested in. So they like taking photos and posting it on social media. But this guy has actually gone ahead and made it into a business. This is not something that he just does for fun. So maybe Ewan can tell us a little bit, introduce your company to us and tell us a bit about what you do and what makes your SME so special.
Yep. Hi, everyone. Thank you for having me. So I run Instantly.sg. In layman's term, I always tell people that we are a photo booth company, but we are actually a lot more than that. We have a total of around 33 different services. So our services are specially designed for our different corporate clients. As of now, I believe we are the one company in Singapore that offers so many different services, of which some of them are actually pretty unique and actually proprietary to us, meaning to say, to my knowledge, we are the only one running it. Recent years, we have been focusing and shifting away from being a photo booth company to be one that is doing more creative work, being a leader in experiential marketing, engaging marketing, helping our clients reach out to their target audience and connect to their target audience through creative photo and video booth experiences.
Okay. When did you start this company and how much has it grown over the years and where is it now?
So I started back in year 2016. Back then, it was just a one-man show. I left my corporate job with a capital of $5,000. You know, I just came all in and started this. Till date, you know, we have grown quite a bit. It was a one-man show, me working from home. But till now, we have six staff in Singapore under me. We also have a Malaysia office. I have two full-timers there helping me work on the Malaysia market as well.
Okay, so you do quite a bit of corporate events as well. Maybe you can tell us a bit about who are some of the clients that you've worked with?
We usually work with agencies or event companies, but ultimately the service is usually provided to the end client, some of them being Netflix, Apple, Cartier. These are the big ones. And these company usually have specific ideas in mind on the campaign that they want to portray or the message they want to deliver to their end users. And that is where we come in. We will actually work with them and understand what is their needs, what's their requirement, what's the message that you're going to drive across. And using our proprietary technology and our knowledge on photography, then we'll craft out something and deliver the solution to them.
Maybe give us an example of what you did for Netflix. How did you supply your services to them?
Okay, so last year, Netflix, they launched this show called Lost in Space. It was a pretty good show. So actually, this event actually took place in Manila. So my team actually flew down to Manila. So, Netflix, there's this show, right? There's this alien or something. They wanted people to sort of like look up to the alien and capture a photo, which is why we proposed our green screen photo booth. And this service was actually in the mall in Manila for, I think, 3 weeks. But my team operated the booth for 3 weeks there.
Okay. Oh, we're speaking to Ewan So, who's the founder of Instantly SG, a photo booth business and SME in Singapore. Going forward, where do you see Instantly in the next few years? What sort of innovations and changes have you got in the pipeline?
Okay, to be honest with you, we are actually just a service business, if I might say it. There's always a limit on how a service business can grow, which is why we actually thought of diversifying ourselves from being a service business to other things. We are looking at two ways. Firstly, to franchise the business. We have actually received inquiries from people all around the world, asking us to provide our service at their country. But being a service provider, it's really hard to go there, right? How can I fly my whole team to USA to provide our service? The local, the neighboring countries, we actually flew there before. We flew to Manila, Jakarta, Tokyo before. But for this, Abu Dhabi, France, we can't go there. But this request actually taught us that there's actually something unique in us and that, we might actually stand a chance being in a global market. So which is why we have a plan to actually franchise the business and grow the brand overseas. The second way is to really shift away from being a service business to a product business. Within our company, we write our own software to cater to different for our clients' need. And we thought to ourselves, if this software can actually help us, why not we be an enabler and sell this software to photovoltaic companies worldwide? So being a product-based business will actually help us scale better. Our software can be sold throughout the world, and that will probably help us scale up the business and also diversify the business accordingly.
Okay. As a startup, right, what kind of challenges do you normally face in the business, and how do you sort of overcome some of these? Maybe some advice you can give to people who are thinking of starting their own business.
I started at the age when I was really young. I just graduated. I worked 1.5 years. Then I started. I would say, just do it. Just, don't hesitate. Just do it. Be really willing to tough it out. For me, the first few years was really tough. Started with a capital of 5,000. I didn't have much savings here and there. I really bootstrapped all the way. I don't receive any salary for a few years, I think. But, with a passion in me and wanting to survive, I just put through. And I'm glad that I did it.
So I guess we can actually say that the environments for SMEs are actually quite a tough environment, right?
Singapore actually made things a lot easier, with all the SME grants here and there. But I would say in any business, the starting is always the toughest. So you really have to have the passion and just tough it out accordingly.
Thanks, Ewan, for joining us today. I'm Dylan from the Business Times.
And thank you very much, Dylan, for helping us to chat with our friend, Ewan Soh, right here on Prime Time.
He's founder of Instantly.sg. That's where you can find them if you are thinking of doing something special for an event, so to speak, or you just fancy having a photo booth in your own house because you are a bit of a narcissist. Perhaps that's the way to go as well. This is Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.